Good evening.
Good evening.
And welcome to our new location and our new time. I see one new person here, Monk. Do you know that this is a metaphysical teaching? All right, so we don't have to go into that. All right, good. Well, I have wonderful news as always. There's a power in the universe. A power for good in the universe. And it's the only power in the universe. And you are part of that power. And you can use that power. That power is not only in you, around you, it's everywhere. And when you realize that, you can use it to bring into your life all the wonderful things that your heart desires. And that is the good news. So with that, I will start as we always do with spiritual mind treatment. And when I use the word spiritual mind treatment, it's just a form of prayer. We are taking time out to know what the universe already knows about us. We are affirming or reaffirming what this thing we call God knows about us. I will do this in the first person, and all those who are willing may take it for themselves in the first person. And this is what I know, believe, and accept for myself. I am one. I am one with this thing we call God. I am one with this universe. And I am so one with this universe that the universe and God would be incomplete without me. And I can use this oneness to bring into my life all the abundance and prosperity and money that I desire. And I do that right here and right now by opening myself to every channel of prosperity, to every channel of abundance, and to every channel of money. I am open and receptive because I know that I am lovable, I am deserving, and I am completely worthy. There is nothing in my being or in my mind that negates this. And I allow this to be so, and so it is. Last week, we had a wonderful meditation. And I'm going to do more of those meditations for you. Does anyone have any feedback this week? Did anything happen? Did you feel better? Did you feel different because of the meditation? Did you allow yourself to let something go out of your consciousness and out of your life so that you could be new again? No?
Yes.
Thomas, yes.
That same night, I had probably the best dream I ever had related to doing something that I really wanted to do. It was all related to motorcycles.
Mine wasn't a dream. I actually took the motorcycle training this weekend, and I passed.
Cool. I just refer back to that because it was just so good. And what I am working on and continuing to ask for the willingness for is to let go of having to be right and judging and that part of race mindedness.
Yes. Yes. It's when we become aware of what race mind really is and what a number race mind has done on us. And when we can see that and become aware of that, we can change our life. But till we notice what's going on around us and what our thinking is doing to us, it's very difficult to bring things into your life. It's very difficult to do an affirmation. Is everyone here still doing their affirmations? And then allow your mind and other people and race mind to talk you out of that. You see, the whole idea in life is to talk yourself into something. You can do the affirmation, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful me. And it will work for you if you start to see that, if you start to believe that, and if you make that part of who you are. That is not a lie, by the way. Each and every one of us is wonderful. And this thing we call God knows that. And since we are part of this thing we call God, we must know it also. And it's always done unto you as you believe, not as I believe or anybody else believes. So work on that. How many people are still doing, I love you? Yes. Do that. Using your first name, Dallas, I love you. As I say, I do it on my fingers so I don't get lost in count. And I do it 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening. I also pass that through my mind when I'm driving. I continually pass good things through my mind. Why would you want to pass anything through your mind that wasn't good, that wasn't good for you? I know sometimes it's fun to be negative, but it doesn't do you a bit of good. The value of the fun is not good for you. But you can still have a wonderful life. You can still have fun. You can still do everything that you want to do and be positive about it instead of negative about it. Life is a choice. Your thinking is a choice. And we can choose how we wish to think. We talked about that last Thursday. To learn to think the thoughts that you want to think and to feel the feelings that you want to feel. Can you understand what freedom that would be? How much better your life would be if you liked every thought that came into your head instead of all the ugly thoughts that come into your head? We have to work on that. And we don't get interested in those thoughts. As soon as they start, stop them. Because it'll just build itself into something ugly. And then you'll become ugly. And you don't want to become ugly. We're here on this plane of action to learn to love ourselves and to learn to love everybody else. And we can do that by giving up our expectations of the way somebody should be and accepting that person the way they are. And if they're so far out there in negativity, let them be. Don't be around them. You don't have to say a thing. Just don't have them. You know, if you had ugly, mean, hateful people and you invited them into your house, would you allow them to stay? Would you allow them to stay? No. But hateful, mean, ugly, negative thoughts, you entertain in your mind. Why do you entertain those thoughts? It's habit. And it's also because we think we're not worthy. And we heard it from somebody else. And we misinterpreted so many things in our life. Most people's lives are a misinterpretation of what is really true. We, as children, heard many things, and we weren't old enough to interpret those correctly. And we took those for truth. Because, as they say, the tall people around us became our authority figures. So if you had a family that said you were clumsy, and you still think that you're clumsy, give that idea up. I have a friend that is 50-some years old, and he still says that to me. He loses everything. You give him a check and he'll lose it every time. I don't know what he does with money, but I know he can never find a check you give him. And he says, well, my parents always said I was clumsy and misplaced things. And he takes that for granted, that that is who he is. And that's not who he is at all. So don't believe all those things that come through your mind. You have to grow spiritually. And you have to grow emotionally. Mature enough to realize that you are the authority in your own life. That what people told you is not true. They did not know you. They saw one action. And they said, oh, that's the way you are. And you believed that. How many people grew up with, you're just like your father? How many people grew up with, you're just like your mother? And you're not like those people. That's an impossibility. The world and race mind would like to tell you that because they love to see things repeat itself. Science would like to tell you you're just like your parents because you have genes that you got from your parents. So because they act the way they do, they get the illnesses the way they do, you're supposed to repeat that. You don't have to repeat that. You can't say, I'm an individualized expression of God, and then say, I'm just like my mother. How can you be just like your mother if you're an individualized expression? I'm just like my mother. I'm just like my father. Oh, in our family, we always do it that way. Don't believe any of that stuff about yourself. Become that person, that individual that you are. And you know that. Inside, something tells you, I don't have to be this way. But you see everyone else doing that. And so many people are proud of being like their parents. Now, I'm not saying go out and hate your parents and completely change and all that. What I'm saying is learn to think for yourself. Make up your mind who you want to be and then be that person. That was the whole idea of the meditation last week, is to give up the negative thoughts that you have about yourself, to give up anything that's holding you back. Because the only thing in this world that can hold you back is your own thinking, your own mind. How many people still hear, I can't, or you can't, in your mind? That is an impossibility also. You cannot say that I believe in this thing called God, I believe in this thing called the universe, and then think that you can't do something. To think that you can't do something. We live, move, and have our being in a field of complete possibilities. Complete possibilities. There is no such thing as I can't or it can't be done. And you can see that. How many times have they told anybody when they wanted to do something that can't be done? And people went out and did it. Starting back with what? The steam engine. They said, you can't do that. That can't be done. And yet it was done. All the things are done. I remember a story of Henry Ford wanted the V8 engine. And his mechanics, I suppose they are, or what's that called? Pardon? Engineers said it can't be done. He said, go and do it. And they went and did it. They went and did it. It can be done. What you want can be done. What you are looking for in life can be done. So don't let your mind or anybody else talk you out of that. Know that that is absolutely a possibility. And because it's a possibility, it has to take form. It has to demonstrate itself. If you hold that idea, and if you do something about that idea. So many ideas about ourselves we think are so difficult to give up. And they are not. We are told that things are buried deep within our subconscious mind. And I say, how deep can the subconscious mind be? But yet you hear that all the time. That's buried deep within you. You'll never get rid of that. Nothing is buried deep within you. We have what we call conditioned mind. That's all, and we can recondition it. If it's not working, get it reconditioned. The engine in your car isn't working, you get it reconditioned, don't you? So you can recondition your thinking. Each and every moment, you can recondition that. And you can change your mind about yourself and who you really are. And make your life joyful. Make your life joyful. How many people here are leading a joyful life? How many people here are going to lead a joyful life? You have to make up your mind. You have to do something about that. The title of tonight's talk is No Action, No Creation. You have to take an action. People who know this metaphysical teaching or science of mind, there's a little saying, treat and move your feet. After you make a treatment, then you have to take an action to back that treatment up. So many people think, oh, I'll just do the treatment and everything will be all right. It's not going to work. You have to do something. I gave a talk once on that, and somebody said to me, oh, yeah, but look at the birds. God feeds the birds. That's absolutely true. But he doesn't drop the worm in their mouth. They must go out and look for the worm. Abundance and prosperity are all around you. But you must go out and look for it and find it and do something about it. You must take an action step. What is the old Chinese saying? The longest journey begins with a single step. If you wanted to go from here to New York, would you sit in this room and just think New York? Pray that you were in New York and think that you were going to get to New York? What would you do? You'd either get on the internet now, I still call a travel agent, and you would get a ticket and you would wind up in New York. But you have to take an action step. People think that they can do treatments or they can do affirmations and then not take an action step about that. I want a beautiful body. Well, if I make that affirmation, I want a beautiful body and I want to be muscular and this, that, and the other thing, you think it's going to work by just doing that? Don't you think I have to lift a weight, go to the gym, sign up for something? See, it doesn't work the way you... It doesn't work that way. It's the whole idea. In meditation, people go, and they think money's going to drop out of the sky. Money's not going to drop out of the sky, but in meditation or in treatment work, you will get an idea. A divined idea that tells you, start a business. Do this. Then you must start the business. You must do something. Then the prosperity and the money will come to you. But it will not come unless you take an action step. You haven't gotten to where you are in life without first taking an action step to get there. You have to do the work. How many people are doing affirmations and they don't seem to be working? Bill? When you do an affirmation, give me one of your affirmations, please.
I'm a working successful actor.
Yes. I'm a working successful actor. Now, what do you do? Sit at home and wait for the phone to ring? Do you go out and get an agent? Do you go to... What do you do?
Well, I contact agents I have now. I go to class.
That's about it. Well, at least you're taking some action steps. And here again, I'm going to bring this up because we have so many actors in the crowd. So many actors get confused and think that they are working and doing something when they're only taking classes. It's all right to take classes. And it's all right for actors to take acting classes. But so many times your mind will trick you and tell you, I'm doing what's necessary. I am doing this, becoming an actor. You're not becoming an actor taking acting classes. You may be learning a skill, but you have to put that skill to work. You have to go out and find an acting job. And if you can't find it through an agent, there are other ways to do it. There's also the idea in the industry that you need an agent to get anything done. How many people here remember Charles Nelson Reilly? Charles Nelson Reilly worked all the time. He never had an agent. I'll repeat that. He never had an agent. How did he do it? He went out and was so good at what he did There's always a way. In my life, I have done this. If I cannot come in the front door, I come in the back door. Does that make sense to you? Many times you can't make it in the front door. But go to the back and you'll find that the back door is open. And you can come in the back door and find something. What does that mean exactly? I had a friend who wanted to get into the publishing business. At this particular time, he lived in Atlanta, Georgia. And there was only one publisher there, a very small publishing house called Peachtree Publishers. What else would it be called in Georgia, in Atlanta, but Peachtree Publishers? He came to me for treatment work. I said, this can be done. He said, well, what am I going to do? He was working at Macy's, in the book department at Macy's. I said, do you have a day off? He said, yes. I said, on your day off, you go to Peachtree Publishers and you tell them that you are so interested in the industry and you would like to get into it. Could you please come in one day a week and work for nothing? He did that for 1 month and they hired him because he was so good. They liked him so much. I have told this story to other people. And I've told this story to people who want a job. And they will say, but I cannot afford to work for nothing. Some of them will come right out and say, I will not work for nothing. You are never working for nothing. You are never working for nothing. Now, the other big one is, you are never working for anybody but yourself. You have to know that you are your own corporation. And although somebody hires you, you are still working for yourself. So, think of those things. Take an action step. Whenever you do a treatment or an affirmation, take an action step towards that. Do you remember the affirmation, all my bills are paid on or before time? As soon as I get a bill, I go right to my desk and I write out the check and I take it right to the mailbox. On the way to the mailbox, I say, thank you, God, that I have the money for this. I kiss it and I put it in the mailbox. That is the action step that I take. You cannot do all my bills are paid on or before time and then allow them to stack up on your desk till 5 days before they're due. And say, oh, I've got to sit down now and write all those checks. It makes me so nervous. And look at all this money going out. Well, yes, it's all going out at once if you wait. If you do it a little at a time, it's not nearly as bad. Not nearly as bad. The emotional impact, if you have that idea of writing out checks. Years ago, when I wrote a check for $1,000, my hand shook so I thought, oh, my God. What's happening to me? Because I'd never written a check that big before. Learn to write big checks. Learn not to get nervous over big money. But you have to take that action step with everything. Everything. This wonderful universe we live in, and this wonderful thing that we call God, wants to and will give you anything you want. But you must take an action step. You must show the universe that you are sincere in what you want. And you show that sincerity by not changing your mind every 2 minutes of what you want. Make up your mind. Many people say, well, I can't make up my mind on what I want. Pick one thing, make up your mind. You can change it in a day or so, in a month or so, in a year. So many people are afraid to make a decision or a choice because they think they have to live with that. You do not have to live with any choice you make. That is the freedom and the wonderful thing about this universe. Race mind will tell you that you have to live with your choices. I'm here to tell you that you do not have to live with any choice you made. What you do is you notice the choice you made, and you say, whoops, I don't want that anymore, and you step out of it, and you let it go. And you let it go. And that opens you for a whole new experience in life. But you have to take that step. You have to always take a step. It has to move in some way. It has to be an action step. An action step, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally. You must change something to get something new in your life. You see, this whole thing is mathematical. It's an equation. And it goes like this. The same thought will always produce the same reaction. It will always produce the same result. But people think, oh, it'll be different this time. But it won't be different this time till you change your thinking about it. That's the step you have to take. That's the action step you have to take. In this industry, here in Hollywood itself, the belief is, first of all, the belief is that it's a very difficult business. Give that idea up that it's a difficult business. Make it a fun business. Make it a nice business. You can do that. And you can take that action step to do that. Give up the idea that, oh, yes, I have to have an agent. And I know that the world outside will constantly tell you that. You do not have to believe that. If you develop your talent, the world has to come to you. It has to come to you. An agent has to find you instead of you trying to find an agent. Affirm that you have an agent, you have a good agent. And affirm that that agent comes to you. And then affirm that that agent works for you. I hear so many actors say, I have an agent, but he doesn't do anything for me. I have an agent, never calls. Why would you have an agent that never calls? Because you say, I need an agent. Well, you certainly don't need that type of agent, do you? You need an agent that's interested in you. And how do you think you would get an agent that's interested in you? What action step would you take to do that?
Make yourself interesting to an agent.
You would make yourself interesting to an agent, and you would make the agent interesting. See? You would make the agent interesting. That's the power that you have. Yes?
So what if you're just not found in that arena?
Well, don't get into the business.
No, I mean, you know, not everyone's talented in,
Yeah, they're all working.
Yeah, I don't think that has anything
to do with it. No, that's what I'm asking you. I mean, say you wanted to,
Yes, well, that... All right, let's back up to the... let me explain this. First of all, there are people who think they're talented, and there are people who think they're not talented. I am here to tell you that everyone is talented. You cannot say that you are one with God and then think that you have no creativity or no talent. That is another impossibility. You have to take an action step and develop that. If you think you can't act, take an acting class and develop your skill for that. It has to come through you. If you can't dance, don't you take dancing lessons? That's right. Yes. So it has nothing to do with talent, does it? Everyone has talent. It has to do with talent. It has to do with interest. Are you interested in it? You're in the real estate business.
Yeah, I'm not interested in acting. But maybe I'll
think But you get interested in real estate, don't you? Real estate excites you. And then the talent to sell a home comes through you. Actors do the same thing. They get interested in something. And the talent comes through them. It has to come through you. It's the way it works. So you can never say that you don't have talent. You just have not developed that talent. You have not developed that interest. There is nothing that one person can do that another person can't do. It's the interest that does it. It's the interest that does it. And you get interested in what you're doing. And the more you get interested in real estate, the more excited you get about real estate. Don't you sell more homes? Pardon?
Yes.
Briefly, did you say?
Yeah.
In theory.
Oh, in theory. Well, no, I think that for me, personally, when I've been on a roll, it's been, I'm in it.
You're in the zone.
But then when I've fallen off, I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah. So when you fall off, what do? You immediately pick yourself back up and get interested again. Instead of letting yourself go down the tubes, you get interested again in it. We have to do that for ourselves, that interest. We have to keep that interest going, that excitement going within us all the time. That's what we do. And that's an action step, keeping your interest going. But to do affirmations and to do treatment work and then to sit there and think something is going to happen, forget it. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. You know, in my business, in hypnotherapy, people want to come once and be cured of smoking cigarettes. Now, there are some out there who do that for a living, and they charge a great deal of money. But to stop anything, you have to get interested. in stopping it. You have to really want to stop it. And you certainly have to stop buying cigarettes. You see, I want to stop smoking. Well, then why is that pack in your pocket? See, the action step, once you make that, I'm a non-smoker. Now you have to get rid of the cigarettes. You have to go home and throw out all the ash trays, open all the windows, air the place out, and don't go around people who smoke. Till you're strong enough to be able to do it. Because if you go around somebody that even smells of smoke, you will immediately crave a cigarette. So the action step is get rid of the cigarettes, get rid of the ashtrays, and make it different. Make your environment different. Make a change somewhere along the line. Do something. Break the chain that's holding you. But people don't want to do that. They think, oh, I'll do an affirmation. I'll do treatment work. I'll pray to God. And all this will happen. Pardon? The leap of faith, yes. And where is that leap of faith? When we say use that term, and you hear that term all the time, you must have a leap of faith. What does that mean? Change your thinking. The leap of faith is the faith in yourself, not the faith in God, not the faith in the universe. The universe and God has all the faith it needs. You have to have the faith in yourself. And yes, you can make a treatment that you have faith, that you have the strength. You can ask the universe and you can ask God for strength. Not to be tempted. But then you can't do that why you're standing in a cigar store. And that's what most people want to do. Does that make sense to you? So just change one little thing. Take one little step. That's all that's required. And then your mind will start changing. If you want to stop anything, all you have to do is give yourself permission to stop. And then you don't look down the long term. You say to yourself, I give myself permission not to smoke, not to eat, not to have negative thoughts. For this one moment. If you say to your mind, I'll never do that again, you'll do it. But if you say to yourself, I give myself permission to stop this behavior for one moment, and I have the strength to stop for one moment. And then you move to the next moment and you do the same. And the next moment, and the next moment, and the next moment. But what we do, we think it a way down. You can't. You can only do it in the moment. And then the moment moves to the next moment. Your mind can accept that. Your mind can accept moment by moment. But it cannot accept a long thing. It won't do it. You'll get nervous. You'll get anxious. And you'll say, oh, I have to smoke. And you'll start to smoke again. But anyone can stop anything for one moment, can they not? That's all that's required of you, to stop for one moment. Think about that with your thinking, with anything that you want to stop. Think about it for one moment. With anything you want to manifest, think about it for one moment. And then move it to the next moment. You're saying. And you'll be able to accomplish that. But if you look down and say, it's going to take me 10 years to do this, you're going to give up. But if you do it moment by moment, it'll pass so quickly, you won't bother you at all to do it. So you have to do that. When I used to work out at the gym, they would always count from 1 to 10, right? Do 10 repetitions. I couldn't do 10 repetitions. But I could do 5 repetitions. And then I could do 5 repetitions. If I said I have to lift this weight 10 times, my mind would go, I don't think so. Can you lift it 5 times? Yeah, I can lift it 5 times. When the 5 times were up, I lifted 5 more times. It's learning how your mind works so that you're able to do something. I told you before I stopped smoking, and I smoked 4 packs of cigarettes a day. After I stopped smoking, I learned to run, and I ran the Atlanta Marathon at the age of 40. And before that, it was hard and difficult for me to walk 2 blocks. At that time, I lived where the mailbox was down the hill from the house. I had to rest on the way back to catch my breath walking up the hill. And how did I do that? I used to run with my friend Doug the Baptist. And he said to me, he would have never learned how to do it without me. Because we would run to here, to that post. And I say, let's run just to the next post. Oh, okay. We could run to the next. Oh, let's run to the next tree. Oh, see that mailbox. Let's run to that mailbox. We just kept running, not getting up and saying, I'm going to run 3 miles today. No, I'm going to run from this post to that post. Then I'm going to run from that post. If you project down, somebody says, oh, you're going to run 6 miles. Are you crazy? I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm involved with a yoga program where I do bowing. And one of the exercises that we do is we bow 103 times. Do you think my mind wants to accept that? No. But I can bow 3 times, and 3 more times, and 3 more times. And I can get the 103 in. Now guess what the goal is, to how many bows I'm going to do in succession. 1,000. 1,000. Can you move this? I'll show you. Can you take this off a minute? All right, taking this off. So you can do this. But you, if somebody said, if I told you right now you're doing 1,000 of them, you wouldn't be able to do it. But it starts with one. And then you just keep adding. So now I can do 103. And I will keep doing that. But the action step there is to do one. And then you create something from that. But it's always in the action step. And as many times as I want.
And you know, there's a practicality where I'm budgeting, and you know, I'm like, okay, this isn't in my budget, but that's my action step. So I'm going to go and do what I want, and the money does come, and it comes a lot, you know.
So am I.
Because, you know, like the whole being wise and prudent and, you know, discerning, I'm supposed to live within my means. But that doesn't, that's not the same thing as doing what I want.
Ah.
But when I do what I want, I have all the money that I need, plus more to invest.
Does anyone see a problem here?
It's a, I get what she's saying, because I kind of do the same thing. I keep my books. I use QuickBooks, for instance, and everything's kind of like there. And then I go, yeah, but I want to go and do this project, and I'm going to spend money I don't have to do it. And so it's that. It's just that internal. It's just a little internal struggle. I know I don't have the money, but I'm going to go and do the project anyway. I always go and do the project, so I don't let it be a problem. But sometimes I get in trouble. Sometimes I don't.
But the money comes, does it not?
Yeah, it seems to always work out.
Tell your famous story. The one about the... Where will the money come from?
Oh, the Maharishi wanted to do a huge conference. And I think it was when they were in Boston. So I just put it together to get this conference. And they said, yes, the Maharishi wrote it. I don't know wherever it is right now.
The money will come from wherever it is right now. You don't know where the money is. But it comes, doesn't it? You see, the outside world wants to do that, and I think it's wonderful that people budget and so forth. And I think it's wonderful that people live within their means. But you have to make your means bigger. You see, you have to keep stretching your consciousness. You have to keep stretching that. And when you get an idea to do a project, you have to know that that idea came to you, that it's a divine idea, that it's a good idea. And if it's a good idea and a divine idea, then the money must be there to fulfill that idea. That's the faith that you're living with. You don't look at those things. Keep your records. Keep all that stuff. But know that there's other stuff working also. Bookkeeping and records, there's nothing wrong with that. The world loves that. But we're not working in the world. We're working with something that's bigger than that. For the people who don't know that affirmation, it is an affirmation, but it's the whole idea of being wealthy and having money. To have enough money to do what you want, when you want to do it, with whom you want to do it, and as many times as you want to do it. That is what true prosperity is. You know, we often, the idea with whom we want to do it, sometimes we do things with, to get what we want, we do it with people that we don't want to do it with. Don't we? So don't do that to yourself. And the money will be there. It will come. And I know it sounds mysterious, and it sounds what? Not plausible. But for the people who have done it, it always works.
So, in the beginning of class, you were speaking about taking steps, and you have to take a step, which I get. And then there's the synchronicity part of it, where things happen not by mechanical. I take this step, I get this type of
right.
stuff. There's the you showing up at the right place at the right time, and Mr. Spielberg's there.
Yes.
That's the part of it that I believe we would all like to improve on. I think we all, I know the mechanics of it, and how to take the steps.
Yes.
But it's the that part that you said. I'd like to
right. Well, do you have an affirmation? I'm always in my right place at the right time, doing the right thing, saying the right thing, meeting the right people.
Of course I do.
But you will. See, you have to know that you're always in your right place. You have to know that what you want, that you have to know that if you want Steven Spielberg, that he's going to walk through that door. That none of these people are out of reach for you. So what would be one of the steps to go to Universal City and see, go to his little cottage that he has over there? That would be one of the things.
Yeah.
Figure out how to do that. And know that you can do that. But you're going to run into these people. You're out at a restaurant, and there he is. You see? So you can't think that these people are out of touch with you, that they're not the same as you. You have to make an affirmation and know this. What you are seeking is seeking you.
And that they're lucky to meet you as well.
Absolutely. Lucky to meet you as well. And we change that always to blessed. There's no such thing as luck. Say what?
What you just said.
There's no such thing as luck. Oh, they're lucky to be with us or to meet you. And I said, no, they're blessed. We always try to take luck out of the equation because God does not throw dice. And if you think you're lucky, you can use that. But it's much better to be blessed. And know that you're always blessed. Money?
Yeah. The way you said money. Right.
People are stuck on money.
Right. I'm not, I really opened up a question. Now, what we discussed tonight, that thing, say the affirmation, and then take the action to back it up. The point, I must be misunderstanding that if I said that affirmation that God,
yes, well, I'm trying. That God, that money is always freely circulating.
And with whom I want and how many times I want.
Yes.
And then I say that and I'm fresh on this evening's discussion and lesson. And then I know I got a paycheck that bounced and I'm a little, but I'm here and this is now, that was the moment yesterday, that just yet a minute ago, that's done. And now this is right now, this moment, moving forward. And I need to buy something. The money isn't there. I can't take action. I can't buy something that I know I don't have the money. But if I say right, I don't have the money, is thinking negatively. Is that what you want?
First of all, let's... Your mind will always connive to get you what you want. And your mind is very good at conniving money. You will find it somewhere. We'll go back. I want to go back to this, to Carol's comment here. First of all, that paycheck is going to be made right.
Or, I do believe that I'm that far. I've come that far.
Okay. So we know that. Now, the thing that I heard you say is, but I have no money to buy anything. Now, that's a lie that you just told yourself. Isn't it? It's a lie. Why do you want to lie to yourself? Yes, it's horrible that the paycheck bounced. The paycheck is going to be made right. But it does not mean you do not have money to buy something. You have money. You see, we lie to ourselves. We frighten ourselves. You love to frighten yourself. You're used to being frightened. You're used to being afraid and scared. And you frighten yourself by saying, the paycheck bounced, now I have no money. You're saying, you're not on the street. You can eat. You bought that bottle of water. So you have money. You cannot tell your mind ever that you don't have money. That's a horrible affirmation to make. The affirmation is, money is always freely circulating in my life, and I always have a defined surplus. At the present moment, your circulation has a little kink in it, but you're going to unkink that, because, Carol, you don't want to stay kinky. You see? And isn't that all going to be taken care of? You have money.
And so I can charge things too.
Absolutely, if you want to.
Is that an affirmation that the money will be circulating back into it? Is that I don't think is smart.
I don't either. I don't think it's smart. I don't like charge cards. Don't like them. They cost you a lot of money. Try not to use them. But your situation is absolutely temporary. That paycheck tomorrow will be made right. It has to be made right, or you're not at that job anymore. The universe works in strange and mysterious ways, and it's always nudging us. And that was a big nudge, Carol. That was a big nudge. You get my drift?
I found that I was thinking, oh, I have this money and I'll, so I can pay this, this, and this. Keep thinking that, and I'm thinking, what is that about? That is so limiting. So every time I do it, which is often, I say, the container has to be bigger. And that, then I'm thinking, then I start putting a number on the container, I'm thinking, no, it could be bigger. It's so hard for me. I find myself reminding myself a larger container.
Yes.
And that is sort of what she's talking about.
Yes.
To a larger container.
Right.
So instead of needing $5,000 to pay your bills, I need to think bigger than that.
Yes.
And continue to remind myself that it's so easy to go, if I have enough money to pay all these.
Right. Yes.
And limit myself to that amount of money.
And that's what people do. They say, I have enough money to pay my bills, and then they stop. And they think, oh, look what I've accomplished. I'm making $36 a week, and I can pay all my bills. Stretch your consciousness. Keep stretching your consciousness. And allow money to freely circulate in your life. And know that you have a divine surplus. Put a dollar a week away so that your mind knows that you're saving. You cannot say, I'm building a prosperity consciousness, but I'm not saving any money. Save a dollar. Save 10 cents. But save something. Save something. And you'll see how quickly you're able to save money. And then you make that money bigger. A dime, a dollar, $5, $10, $100. I love saving $100 bills. I have them in an envelope. I'm not going to tell you where that envelope is. But I love saving money. And I love spending money. And I love money. And money loves me. And it's wonderful. And so are you. And so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.